Just one name comes to mind when you think of the greatest athlete to ever come out of Prairie City Monroe High School, and that is Brandon Myers. Believe it or not, it has now been 20 years since Myers last suited up for the Mustangs, but what an incredible ride it has been. Last time Myers stepped out on the gridiron in Monroe, Iowa, Jamal Lewis was the leading rusher in the NFL. Kevin Garnett was the NBA MVP and the Timberwolves were relevant. Kerry Wood was the MLB strikeout leader, and Finding Nemo was the number one movie in theaters. Myers, the kid from small town Iowa, took his talents all the way to the NFL.
Manning fires end zone, and the catch is made for a touchdown. The tight end Brandon Myers, the former Raider, with his fourth touchdown reception of the season.
Here is Palmer looking for any receiver. Can't find one, and he finally gets it in there. Touchdown to Brandon Myers.
That will be caught, and it's Brandon Myers who crosses the plane for a touchdown.
Really good effort by Brandon Myers that time, just getting up and turning out. This is just basketball rebounding. If you ever played basketball, you're just boxing out, and Eli timed it perfectly.
And growing up, Brandon Myers was just as successful on the basketball court as he was on the football field. Let's take a journey back to the life of Brandon Myers growing up.
I grew up and played sports with the same kids from when I was little till high school. So you kind of create that bond and those friendships. You know, luckily once we got to high school, we were pretty successful just because we had played together for so long. And we kind of just meshed well together. That was definitely a benefit of, you know, coming from a small town. And we had a lot of success in basketball and in other sports as well.
Myers talked about how important it was for him growing up to play multiple sports.
Nowadays, especially where I live here in Arizona, everything is so sport specific. They play one sport year round, and which is fine. I was just... You know, my parents instilled in me at a young age, you know, you're going to play every sport.
Brandon's high school basketball coach, Fred Lawrenson, who is also a PCM legend, talked about how he knew Brandon was going to be something special.
We knew early he was going to be really, really good, like way before he was in high school even. You know, he was really good as a kid growing up, and good family, and well taught by his dad and coaches he had earlier. But I remember his eighth grade summer before he was going to be a freshman, we were playing in a summer league, and there were some coaches saw him play, and they just couldn't believe he was a freshman. And then by the end of the year, we were in the state tournament that year, and we have a lob play we were pretty famous for, and I mean, he's just this little old freshman guy out there, and he just about ripped the basket down.
Brandon's high school basketball team went to the state tournament all 4 years, and Brandon talks about his favorite high school memory of winning the state title.
I think one of my favorite memories, obviously, would be our state tournament run that we had our senior year. It was just a combination of, you know, the previous 3 years we had gotten to Des Moines, to the state, but we hadn't quite got over that hump. And it just seemed like our senior year, we all just kind of came together, and you know, we ran the table. We went 27-0. We had a lot of challenges along the way that we overcame. And yeah, so that, I mean, obviously that's probably my favorite memory. But I mean, there's hundreds more.
After Myers' incredible tenure at PCM, it was time to look ahead to college athletics, and Myers had a decision to make. Would he go to UNI where he was originally committed, or would he take a look at a different school?
It was really a no-brainer. The hardest thing for me was that I'd given Coach Farley and the staff at UNI my word, and a handshake and your word goes a long ways. And that was really the hardest thing for me. You know, it was a no-brainer. You know, University of Iowa, I grew up working in the fields with my grandpa, combining, listening to Jim Zabel on the radio and Dolph on the radio. So there's really no selling there. It was just trying to get there and get a scholarship.
Myers ultimately ended up choosing to play at the University of Iowa, but his college coach, Kirk Ferentz, talked about that it was a difficult recruit.
What I remember was that was a tough recruitment because he was committed to UNI.
Okay.
And we, as one of those ones, we called late, like we've done with a lot of guys that played in the NFL. And they weren't so sure either, kind of like Laporta, kind of prelude to Laporta. So it took a little while to convince him that, you know, this is the right place for him. He was an outstanding high school basketball player, probably better in basketball than he was in football as a high school player.
Sure.
After Myers came to the University of Iowa, he knew it was the right place to be.
If you're a kid in Iowa and you like football, you see the Hawks run out of the Swarm with the back and black and all that. That's what you want to do.
Myers had a great career at the University of Iowa and is included in the list of many great Iowa tight ends that include Dallas Clark, George Kittle, Noah Fant, TJ Hawkinson, Sam Laporta, and many more.
The first thing that always comes to mind was he made a big third down catch against Penn State. I believe it was the 08 game out here. Really big third down conversion. And then he just went on and had a great career in the NFL, but he was a really good player for us, got better with each year. Blocking, just an all-around tight end, really good player, and probably one of the more unheralded really good tight ends that we've had, and we've had a lot of good ones. I think sometimes that gets lost, but he had a great career here and a great career in the NFL, which, you know, says it all about him, and he's a great guy, just a really good guy.
Immediately after his college football tenure at the University of Iowa was done, it was time for Brandon to start focusing on getting ready to play football for a living.
Well, we played South Carolina and Tampa, and then you really go right into training for the combine or your pro day. I wasn't selected to go to the combine, so I really just had to put all my eggs into one basket and for the pro day.
After all of the preparation and getting ready to play in the NFL, Myers received a call on draft weekend that he will never forget.
I was getting calls about free agency, and then I just happened to be, I got a call from the Raiders, and that call changed my life. It has given me so many opportunities to see things and do things and meet people that I typically wouldn't have done. So very fortunate to get that call for sure.
The Raiders drafted Myers in the sixth round of the 2009 NFL draft. He played 58 games with the Raiders, starting 28 of those, caught 111 passes for 1,056 yards and 4 touchdowns. Myers had a great career in Oakland, but it was time to move on to a different team.
It was cool because at that time, Tyler Sash was with the Giants still. So I knew somebody, you know, we played together at Iowa, we played against each other in high school or whatever. So when I get to New York, you know, Eli Manning he's Eli Manning. Everyone worships the ground he walks on. So here I am, I'm a new guy. I'm in New York and, he's actually a neighbor of mine. So I walk out my elevators and everyone's just talking about Eli Manning. Oh my gosh, Eli Manning. And I'm like, who is Eli Manning? And everyone just kind of stops and looks at me and they couldn't believe that I said that.
After Brandon's time with the New York Giants, he eventually went to go play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And after that, Brandon retired from football.
As sad as to say, I'm known as the NFL football player. So the transition into, I guess you quote unquote, the real world, it's definitely challenging. But staying busy, I started the business. My wife and I, we have two kids now, two boys. I've been fortunate that, you know, I got something to do. A lot of guys that when they retire, they don't have a lot of direction. So I was very fortunate to start the business and, it's thriving here in Arizona.
Despite Myers now living in Arizona with his own family and having a different career that isn't football, Myers still cherishes the values that he learned in small town Iowa.
Everything about small town, it wasn't just my parents, my family, my sister. It was family, friends. It was teammates. It was teachers, coaches. It was really everyone. You know, everyone just kind of put your arms around everyone in the community and make sure everyone's good. And that's definitely the case with me. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I was the best kid growing up. I'm sure a lot of people were wondering if how I was going to turn out, but I had a lot of help along the way. And that's what it's really all about, especially coming from Prairie City Monroe. Everyone knows each other. Everyone cares about each other most of the time. And,
everyone's just really looking out for each other, and that's pretty special.
The Myers name will carry on for generations in the PCM community and beyond, not just for his athletic ability, but for his character, his kindness, the way he treats people, and his humility. For KNIA, KRLS Sports, and Football Friday Night, I'm Clayton Sampson.